Let's continue to learn about Pesach. We learned that matzah is called both bread of healing by the Zohar and bread of emunah, which means it drills emunah into us. The Gemara says that Chavakuk HaNavi found one mitzvah which we have to try and perfect, and it'll be the foundation of the rest of the Torah, and that's emunah. To understand emunah, we have to think about tefillah. Tefillah is referred to as a shar, a gateway, and that is because everything might be ready from Hashem's perspective, from his end. All our needs might be boxed and ready for delivery, but without tefillah, the front gate is locked and they can't get in. And that's how Hashem created this world. This is the meaning of Bo Chavakuk Vehemidon Al Achas. Chavakuk came and narrowed the whole Torah down to one mitzvah, emunah. Earlier generations were greater than us and were expected to perfect themselves in many mitzvahs of the Torah. But Hashem knows where we stand and what can be expected from us. Hashem tells us, all you have to do is emunah. You just have to have emunah, and I'll fill in the rest. So this means that even regarding the rest of the mitzvahs of the Torah, if we work on our emunah and believe that Hashem can do everything for us, we will be able to accomplish levels in the mitzvahs way beyond our capability, like great tzaddikim, because that's what Ha'amidon al-Achas means. Hashem will send us the rest. But if we don't believe this is possible and we don't daven for it, the gate remains locked. Hashem has all that siyata d'shmaya, all that bracha in hand, and we aren't opening up for it. On the night of the Seder, we say something in the Haggadah which we don't concentrate enough on. We say, Lo yaledei malach, lo yaledei saraf, ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kvodei u'ba'atzmai. It wasn't through a malach or a saraf, just Hashem in His honor and Himself. Now, when Hashem wanted to turn over Sodom, He sent Gavriel. Presumably, this wasn't very hard for a malach. The Malach Gavriel is able to traverse the world in one leap. So it's hard to imagine that destroying Sodom made him break into a sweat. So if so, it's reasonable to assume he probably could have done a great job killing all the Bechayrim of Mitzrayim as well. So why wasn't it done through him? What is the meaning that Hashem did it with His own glory? In order to understand this, we have to understand a different Chazal that talks about the King Menashe. He was a great Rasha, perhaps the greatest that there were in Klal Yisrael, and his father was the great Tzaddik, Chizkiyahu HaMelech, that Chazal testify about him, Chizkiyahu HaMelech, Sheker HaChein, that's the generation of Moshe, Hevel HaYofi, this is the generation of Yehoshua, Isha Yiras Hashem, Hitas Halal, who has true Yiras Shemayim, this is the generation of Chizkiyahu. So, Chizkiyahu HaMelech represented true Yiras Shemayim, while his son Menashe did the most extreme opposite in every way possible. Chizkiyahu placed a sword that threatened anyone who didn't learn Torah. Menashe killed people who learned Torah. Menashe murdered his own grandfather, Yishayahu HaNavi. The Psukim make it clear that he was responsible for the fact that the fate of the Jews was sealed and the Charban occurred. All that Yirmiyahu HaNavi cried out to Hashem and begged for forgiveness was so that the decree would be lessened and they wouldn't suffer as much, but it wasn't possible to undo the great evil that Menashe perpetrated. So what was the end of Menashe? He was captured by cannibals. They placed him in the proverbial copper pot and began to cook him. As the water heated up, he prayed to every single Avodah Zarah he knew. He was a genius in Avodah Zarah and a Baki, and he prayed to every single one, and nothing was working. Finally, after nothing was working, he remembered he had a father, Chizkiyahu, at Serf Hashem, and taught him the following pasuk: "Batzar lecha mitzaucha kol advar ma'ela." When things are difficult and all terrible things happen, "Ba'achas hayamim," the end of days, "V'shafta Hashem lekecha," call out to Hashem, return to Him, He'll save you. So he then called out to Hashem, and he said like this: "Ribbono shel Olam, if you listen to me and save me, then you are the God of all gods. But otherwise, you and the rest of the Avodah Zarahs, you're all the same." He had a chutzpah to make that kind of condition with Hashem. So at that point, the malachim in Shemayim were slamming the windows and doors of heaven to stop this tefillah, this disgrace, this chilul Hashem from entering. They said, someone who placed an idol in the Beis HaMikdash itself should be listened to. So what did Hashem do? He carved a tunnel in heaven under the Kisei HaKavod and accepted this tefillah. At that point, a miracle occurred and Menashe was able to escape the pot and return to Yerushalayim, to his kingdom. So let's think about this a little bit. What is the meaning that Malachim instituted a lockdown in heaven? And we'll continue more on this tomorrow. Yitzhak Hashem.